through the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will hear of a few characteristics that a mu'min should have. Sayyidina Shu'ayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "How wonderful is the affair of the believer! Inna amruhu kulluhu khayr, for there is good in every affair of his. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this is not the case for anyone else except for a believer, except for a mu'min. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If something good happens to him, then he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this, there is goodness for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if anything bad happens to him, then he bears it with patience. And again, there is goodness in it for him. Subhanallah. This hadith, my dear Islamic brothers, is educating us that the affairs and the actions of a true believer ought to be righteous and good. In fact, all our life is spent in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and portions of it may be spent facing adversities and calamities, again, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a believer has the upper hand in life, that upon something good happening to him, he is able to express gratitude and thankfulness, and add himself onto the list of the shakirin, which results in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting him more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَعَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will be thankful, I will give you more. And when a mu'min faces any hardships, any sufferings, then he has the opportunity to endure patience. And through the blessings of enduring patience, he becomes from the category of sabirin. And undoubtedly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient people. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to strive to become the best mu'min we can be. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.